This program is brought to you by Babaway Media, overseen by the elders of the Chipman Road Church of Christ in Lee's Summit, Missouri.
Friends, Paul wrote in Romans chapter 8 and verse 28, "All things work together for good to them that love God." When painful things happen, how can we conclude that they are good? When severe reversals hammer at us, how can we believe that they are good? Is it true that all things are good for the person who loves God? Well, absolutely not. Many things happen which are not good, not good at all. This much-loved text does not say everything that happens to us is a good thing. It does say all things work together for good to them that love God. God can mix trying circumstances into eventual blessings. Friends, have you ever watched someone make a cake from scratch? They sift some flour. You ever tried to eat flour? It's dry and unappetizing to say the least. Then they add a cup of sour milk. Yuck, isn't that disgusting? And then plop, they drop in a raw egg. By this time, you may not be too sure if you even like cake. They add the remaining ingredients and pop it into the oven, and after a predetermined time, it is taken out of the oven, and there it is, a beautiful cake. Delicious. Can I have a second piece, please? How can it be? There's not one of those ingredients you would be willing to eat by itself, but mixed together, they form a tasty, nourishing delight. In every life, even in the deeply committed ones, there are tasteless times when life is as uninviting as a cup of flour. And there are even a few raw deals when mistreatment comes. But God can take those experiences, permit us to endure the oven of affliction, and come out with a sweet and beautiful result. Let's be careful not to try to pass judgment on God, and especially not before the final results are in. God will make good His promise found in Romans chapter 8 and verse 28. Think of all the unpleasant and uninviting things of this life, and there can be plenty of them. God has the power to mix them together until blessings come. We must trust in Him to do just that. One key aspect of Romans chapter 8 and verse 28 is this. God's promise in that verse is to those that love Him. Friends, let me ask you, do you love Him? 1 John chapter 5 and verse 3 says, "For this is the love of God, that we keep His commandments, and His commandments are not grievous." That is, they do not bring us grief. Are you keeping God's commandments, or are you keeping the commandments of men? God's commandments are not grievous. Keeping the traditions, the commandments, the precepts of men one day will bring grief, according to Jesus in Matthew chapter 15, verses 8 and 9. If you're not a Christian, you need to believe the gospel, repent of your sins, confess your faith that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and be baptized into Him for the remission of your sins. If you have done those things in times past but have not been faithful, you need to repent, confess your sins to God, and ask His forgiveness. We stand ready to help you. Just let us know anytime. Night or day. Our time is up. Until next time, may God bless you as you continue to study His divine will.
We thank you for joining us today. We hope you have enjoyed this program. You can find out more about Babaway Media by visiting us at babawaymedia.org. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can find all of our podcasts on all major podcast platforms. As always, we thank you for listening.